Shir number 40, Chof Aleph Shvat, Tevis, excuse me, Tashin Samach Zayin. We are in part 2 of Tefillas Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo, in the blue art scroll sitter, found on page 26, starts from line number 11, and on the regular art scroll, page 61, thank you. So we discussed last week already that this tefillah was instituted by David HaMelech to be said twice daily when the Aron Kodesh was brought back to them after it was taken by the Plishtim, and then David HaMelech brought, eventually there were two karbonos, additional karbonos offerings which are offered daily twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. These were the words which were said at that time as well. Now, our class over here, what we do is we pick out certain points from the tefillah. We don't go through every single word, and we bring out some main points from the Siddur in regards to Jewish ideology. We have over here, as we discussed a little last week, Hodu LaHashem, the first line, give thanks to Hashem, Kiru B'Shmo, call out on His name. I have over here this book, thank you, that's the name of the book, that's the title. Written by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. I figured very appropriate to bring it in. You know, we're discussing Hodu, thank you. We don't have a thank you only on November 25th. That's not how we work. By us, it's thank you every single second of the day. We thank God. Anybody wants to borrow it, we'll talk afterwards. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shmos, we have a discussion when Paro says, who is Yosef? Who is this Joseph? I don't remember him. I never heard of him. I forgot him. Later on, he says, who is God? The Medrash tells us that a person who forgets about the kindness of Basar Adam, of man of flesh and blood, at the end, he will forget about the kindness of God as well. And he learns it out from this week's parasha. From the parasha, when Paro, who Yosef saved the whole entire Egypt, the whole entire Mitzrayim, Paro says, Asher lo yodes Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. He made himself like he never knew him. He was not grateful for all the chesed, for saving the whole entire Mitzrayim. Later on, what does he say? He says, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koyle. Who is God that I should listen to His voice? The start, the source of showing gratitude to God is to show gratitude to man. And to that, the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, he tells us that's how we can understand a little of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Em, of honoring our parents. By honoring our parents, they gave us everything. They brought us into this world. And what do? We have to honor them and show the appreciation. And by giving them the respect that they deserve, then, first, do the opposite of what Paro did. Paro didn't show the appreciation to Basar Adam, to man of flesh and blood. We will show that appreciation, and then we will come to show the appreciation to God, like we discussed last night. But it starts with what? With man. Man has to show his appreciation to man, to the human being. That's the starting point. Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo. And if he doesn't show that appreciation to man, he will not come to appreciate God as well. Kiru B'Shmo, we call out on His name. We have a Jewish expression, a few expressions. What do we say? We say, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, with God's help, Be'ezras Hashem, with all God's help, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if God wills it to be. This is the source from over here. When Avraham Avinu was called out, and he called God, B'Shem Hashem, this is the source, one of the sources where we come from. We say, someone says to you, how are you doing? Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well. Or Baruch Hashem, I have a little cold. Baruch Hashem, it's not so cold right now. Whatever it might be. It got warmer a little, I think. I don't know. This is the source. Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo. Hodiyu V'Amim Alilosaf. Like we discussed last week, that we should make known His great actions among the nations. And we discussed that just like God is compassionate and merciful, so too we should be compassionate and merciful. We should follow in his footsteps. We discussed a certain way of understanding this pasuk last week. Now we'll go through a different discussion, different pathway. Rav Schwab Zatzal, Rav Shimon Schwab, he explains as follows. We are still around today. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, are compared to a seh, a sheep, who are encircled, trapped around by 70 wolves. The 70 wolves are who? The 70 nations of the world. Persecution after persecution, from the beginning of our existence, we are still here today. We should make his actions known to the world that we are still around, that we still exist. Especially after that tremendous tragedy of the Khorban Europe, of the destruction of the Jews in Europe, where according to some historians, 33% of world Jewry were killed. I've heard a number of 40%. 40% of world Jewry were destroyed. And yet we're still here today. That is a nace. That is another act of God, that his hand is running the show. It's not Bush. It's not any of those other people. There's a very startling percentage of our nation assimilated. You can look it up, the facts are all there. According to some, it's 52% of the Jewish nation. 52% are assimilated.
Is there more than that?
52% is including the Orthodox community. You take them out of the picture, and you take certain age groups out of the picture, it goes up to 72%. 72%. What did we just say? We just said that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, the Nazis, how much did they accomplish in their eyes? 33%, 40%. What are we doing to ourselves? Not us, but what are we doing as a nation at whole? We're killing ourselves. There was just, as we know, this Holocaust denial group over there. Steve, Shlomo, did that disturb you? I'm sure it did. I'm sure it enraged you, right? This should enrage us even more. I'm not saying to breaking tables here now. It's not going to help. Cola won't like that. Two points to bring out from this. The first is that we are not in that 72% category. We need to realize how God is protecting us, all of us. We have to appreciate, Hodu Lashem, Kiru Bishmo, call out to his name, appreciate that we are not in that major 72 percentile of Jews who are being assimilated. I can tell you, I was just talking to one person who was two, three people, his brother, his best friend, and I forgot someone else, who they're in the process of marrying out. And they are males. Once they marry the female, it's over. So the next step is, after we appreciate, we thank God for saving us, we have to realize we have now an obligation. We have an obligation to ourselves to make sure that we establish ourselves as best as possible as a Jewish servant of God. To learn His laws, to learn His commandments, and to act upon them. To fulfill His commandments. As well as we have to daven, pray for our lost brethren. In Shemona Esrei, in the Blue Sitter, on page 52, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Secha. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Secha. Bring back our Father to your Torah. Bring back these lost ones to the Torah. Bring us back to your Torah. In the regular article sitter, 103, thank you. This is the tefillah. This is where we should have kavana. We should have in mind. Bring us back, our Father, to your Torah. What's to your Torah? Why didn't you say bring us back to your religion? Because the starting point of being a practicing Jew is the Torah. Without the Torah, we're lost. The Torah is literally our GPS system. Literally. What does the word Torah mean? My etymologist.
Literally, teaching to show.
To show the way. How many of us, and you don't have to raise your hand because my hands, both of them would be up, but how many of us have ever been lost? And the closer we think we're getting, the further we're going. Yeah, we don't have. It's embarrassing. I won't tell my stories in the public. How many Jews out there are lost? And some of us might think, well, listen, you know, I don't know so much. It's for the big rabbis to do something, or the smaller rabbis, or the medium-sized rabbis, whatever it is. But what can I, little me, do? Step one, believe in the davening, and daven Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Secha, and have them in mind. And step two is we have to make sure we ourselves are bringing ourselves back as well. This tefillah, this prayer applies to us as well. Just to emphasize one more time, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir Secha, bring us back to your Torah. Because without the constant study of Torah, we don't have that GPS, and we are lost. Literally, lost. A person thinks he is a Orthodox, to use that word, Shomer Shabbos, which is the more correct statement. He's guarding the Shabbos, keeping Shabbos. But without the Torah, without the instruction booklet, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to serve his God. So by him becoming the more observant Jew, then he brings in the next, his friend, his neighbor, his relative, and he starts the ripple effect. And it all starts with ourselves. Haydiu ba'amim alilaysaf. That's how we start. Hodu la'Hashem. Give thanks to Hashem. Give thanks to Hashem that we are on the right path. Baruch Hashem. We're not in that 72% category. Back to page 26 or 61. 60. So we said as we continue, Shiruloi, Zamruloi, sing out to him. Sichu b'chol nefloisov, sing all of his praises, speak all of his wonders. What does this mean, sichu b'chol nefloisov? When something happens in the world, we have to realize it's not by chance. Nothing happens by chance. Sichu b'chol nefloisov, speak to one man and to his friend, and tell his friend the wonders, those things that look like it happened by chance, but God's hand is pulling the strings. Sichu b'chol nefloisov. We skip a couple lines.
That word means nefloisov, like
wonders.
It's got the Pella. First three letters, like something falls.
Nafal.
Nafal, yeah.
Nafal.
Comes
from heaven. That's very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. You see God's hand in it, you're saying. Zeri Yisrael Avdoi B'nei Yaakov Bechirov. Zeri Yisrael, O seed of Israel, his servant, O children of Yaakov, his chosen ones. He is Hashem, he is our God. Over all the earth are his judgments. For the next few minutes, we'll spend time on these two statements, these two psukim. Yisrael, we have two milos. We have two great points of over the other nations of the world. One is because we have this yachas, this relationship to who? To avos, our forefathers. Second, because as the Siach Yitzchak, the student of the Gra, he tells us that we are the chosen nation. Hashem, God, chose us. So what does this mean to us? Well, we had this connection, this relationship to our forefathers. Avraham, what's the next word? His last name, if you will, some people call Avinu. Wasn't his real last name. Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. What does a father give a son? I know everybody's thinking the first thing, money. Okay, fine. What does the father give his son after the money? Before the money. And his last name also.
Right.
He gives him his makeup, his genetic makeup. Does he not? The color of his eyes, the parents, the eyes, the hair color, this, that, the skin, everything. Of course, God has to put it together. So what did we just say? Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. They are our forefathers. They gave us not our physical makeup, but our spiritual DNA, our spiritual genetic makeup. What does that mean? That means as follows. That when a person, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner, another student of the Gra, he tells us in Pirkei Avos, and his student, the Menucha Kedusha, he tells us as well, that when a person has a test that comes in front of him, to perform the mitzvahs, to perform the commandments, and he has to give of himself to them, where does he get the power to do this? From his fathers. The spiritual makeup, he has it ingrained in him. And that's why it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hei, in Mishnah Gimel, it says, Asar nisyonis nisnaso Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had 10 tests. Over here it calls him Avram Avinu, to specify he is Avinu. A father gives over the spiritual DNA to his children. What did he give over to us? He was thrown to a furnace. He was thrown to a fire by Nimrod. Nimrod was the king of, one of the kings over there at the time. There was a world that didn't believe in the God. Avraham Avinu was on one side, and the whole rest of the world was on the other side at this point in time. And he was thrown in the fire, willing to give his life. We have in our system this desire to serve God, to give up our life for God. The question is, on the side point, will we live our lives as a Jew? Not just give up our lives as a Jew, but live our lives as a Jew. So Avraham Avinu gives us this ability to fight for what's right. What's right? That if someone takes away our religion from us and says, don't believe in God, in one God, in the God of the Jews, if it costs us our life, we have that power to do it. Yitzchak, Avinu. He gives us this ability, this spiritual DNA, not to transgress the commandments. There was a decree, they'll be killed. That's what they thought the decree was. There was no decree to ever kill Yitzchak. But he was willing to be Maisa Nefesh, to give up his life. He gives us this ability that we can conquer and fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. Next, who's next? Yaakov. Almost. Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov and Yisrael. He was given two names. Yaakov Avinu. The name Yaakov, he gave us the power, the ability that we are, when we are busy in a daily routine, and it's time to daven mincha, we stop working before sun sets and we go pray. Where does this come from? To stop to pray in the middle of the day, middle of a busy weekday, from Yaakov Avinu, the name Yaakov. Yisrael, he gives us the power to be totally Kaddish on the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, to keep the Shabbos properly, to keep Yom Tov properly, to learn on a regular basis, on the days of Kedusha, like Yom Kippur, to keep Yom Kippur. That's Yisrael. So it's Yaakov and Yisrael. All of these things we inherited from our forefathers. It's really 3 years. So that's what we say when, in the words, Zera Yisrael Avdoi, the seed of Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avdoi, your servants, B'nei Yaakov B'chirov, the children of Yaakov, your chosen ones. B'nei Yaakov B'chirov, God shows us the love that God has for us. There was, after World War II, as many of us know, there was a tremendous difficulty to keep a job at the beginning of the new week, if you will. The Jew would keep the Shabbos. If he wouldn't come to work on what we call Saturday, his boss would tell him, don't come back. I'm about to tell you the true story, and we'll call this person Daniel. Daniel and his family are living, I believe it's in Brooklyn, New York, and his boss loved him, did a great job. He was the custodian, the janitor, the whole building. He worked as many hours as he can throughout the week so that his boss would agree to let him go come Shabbos. Comes along a certain time, his boss tells him, you've been doing a great job, but you have to work on your Shabbos on Saturday. Tells him, I can't do it. He says, I feel bad, but if you can't work on Saturday, you can't work here at all. His job is gone. Looks for another job, job after job, and can't get a job. Weeks are going by, no money in the house, no food in the house, the food is getting less and less. Family to support and to feed, there's just no money, no food. And he's looking for job after job. Anybody heard the story? True story. A few months go by. No success, no luck. He can't get a job. He says he can't do this anymore. He has to go back to his job. He has to support his family. He goes back to his old boss, climbs up the 3 flights, walks to his office, picks up his hand, is about to knock on the door. And he stops. He says, I can't do it. I've come so far not to violate, to desecrate the Shabbos, I can't do it. Puts his hand down, walks down, famished, goes back to his apartment and passes out on the floor, lying down next to the rest of his family. Mesiras nefesh, not to violate, to desecrate the Shabbos that shows God is running the world. He gets a knock on his door. His old boss tells him, I want you back. He says, here's $5,000. I won the bet. He says to him, the bet? What bet? He said, his boss is talking now, telling Daniel that I had a bet. I was telling my friends how loyal you are to your religion. They said it's a bluff. When push comes to shove, he won't keep his Sabbath. And there was a big bet going on. We're going back now many, many years ago. It was a $10,000 bet. And they lost. And they made sure that any time he went to get a job, they made sure that they spoke to that employee, the boss over there, and the store owner, and they didn't let him get a job. And at the end of 3 months, he was about to knock on the door, but he said, no, I can't go against my religion. I can't go against my God. A tremendous sanctification of God's name. Where did he get this power from? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what we're saying over here in the Tefillah. Zera Yisrael Avdoi. The seed of Yisrael. The children of Yisrael. B'nei Yaakov B'chirov. The children of Yaakov are his chosen nation. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, the next sentence, next tefillah, the next line. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, b'chol ha'aretz mishpatov. Line 17 in the blue sitter. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, he is Hashem our God. B'chol ha'aretz mishpatov. His justice is throughout the whole entire land. We see things which we don't understand. Like at first glance in the story, it seemed like, where is God? And although it was a cruel bet that took place, he was rewarded and he got some parnasa. He got his job back and he was able to support his family. But many times we look what's going on in the world, we don't understand it. Shlomo, we don't understand it, right? How does it make sense? So what do? We say this tefillah, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He is our Hashem, our God. B'chol ha'aretz, in all the lands, mishpatav, His justice, His judgments, His powers, He is in charge of the whole entire world, all the lands. We are His bechirov, His chosen nation, but yet His power rules the whole world. Says the Sefer, the Siach Yitzchak, that if a person hears about or sees or witnesses hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, buildings collapsing, nothing's by chance. God is running the world. God is in charge. The Gemara tells us, Ein Puronius Boli Oilam Elabishvili Yisrael. Puronius, these tragedies do not happen in the world except for one reason, for us, to take notice and do tshuva, to wake up. It's a powerful statement. God exacts His punishment over there. He takes out the punishment on the wicked, but it's for us to get that wake up call. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He is Hashem our God. B'chol ha'aretz mishpatav, throughout all the lands is His justice. Even though we don't have a bestin anymore, we don't have the court system that gives death penalty, but if a person was obligated to be killed by stoning, this person will fall off a building. If a person is obligated to get sreifa, burning, a snake will come and bite him, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Because who's in charge? God's in charge. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin relates a story. One man is chasing another with a knife in his hand. The great Shimon ben Shetach is there at the scene, and he follows the two of them. The man with the knife in the hand, they round a corner. Shimon Shetach comes in. A second later, there's a body in the ground shaking. The knife is dripping blood. Story in the Gemara. Shimon ben Shetach says, it's either me or you who killed this man. And it wasn't me. But what could you do? There were no witnesses. There were no witnesses. So this murderer doesn't go scot-free. The Gemara continues, they did not leave from that spot until a snake came along and killed the murderer and bit him. B'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. God's justice is throughout all the land. And with our poor vision, we don't always see it. And you see this again and again. Our nearsightedness, we don't always see it. And it's not possible for us to see it because we don't know the whole entire story. We're not here from the beginning of time to end of time. This is all God's plan. What we have to do is realize that our actions make the difference. Our spiritual connection to Shemayim, it's like the cell phone when it works, we don't see the strings anymore. Kids growing up, you put that cup over there with that rope over there, and we figure that's how it works. So we wonder, how does this phone work? The same way, our spiritual connection, our actions here affect things across the world, across the galaxies. And that's how we end with tonight. Hu Hashem Elokeinu v'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. He is Hashem, our God. V'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. What we have to do, the Pasuk is telling us, the Siach Yitzchak explains, is that realize, as the Ramban Nachmanides, as we discussed last week, says that everything revolves around our actions. We do our mitzvahs, we fulfill our commandments, God will be good to us. If not, then we get that wake-up call. Hopefully it's a little wake-up call. To, as our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our ultimate Father, God in heaven, says, I want you to get on the right path, on the right track. So I give a little patch. Not too hard. No belt over here. Do tshuva. Fulfill the mitzvahs. Learn the Torah. Why? Hu Hashem Elokeinu v'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. He is Hashem our God. V'chol ha'aretz mishpatav.